Your Majesty, may one enter the royal boudoir?
I should tell Sir Polarm. We have been waiting for blooming ages.
Good morning, ma'am. And how is Her Majesty this fine morning?
Freezing our royal dumplings off, Polarm. What time do you call this, you appalling little droid?
Ma'am, you aren't dressed.
Well, of course we are. Our maid obviously couldn't be bothered to turn up for work this morning. You know, there was a time when such tardiness would have prompted a cry of, "Off with her head!" The little wretch would be staring up from a bloody basket.
We live in more enlightened times, Your Majesty. Now we just send them to look after the Duchess of York. But, Your Majesty, why aren't you dressed? Your first appointment is in 20 minutes.
Well, we don't know where our royal bloomers are, do we? Really, Polarm, we are not sure what's in that positronic excuse of a brain of yours.
But, ma'am, your clothes for today are in this wardrobe, right here.
We fail to see your point, Polarm.
Begging Your Majesty's pardon, but I just thought you could dress yourself this morning.
Polarm, we think you forget to whom you address your remarks. We are the Queen of Britsit. We do not dress ourselves. That is for the common people. We do not wish to live like common people. We don't want to do what common people do.
Of course, Your Majesty. How remiss of me. Here, let me fetch the royal undergarments.
At last, a servant who is actually serving. Now...